Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We bless you your way. And we thank you. We praise you for all things. We exalt you for your mighty power, your strength, and your anointing. We pray your healing virtue and your healing power rest upon the house of Israel. Your anointing fill the hearts. We submit with all obedience unto what you say, Father. We ask in Messiah's name to strengthen this house of weakness, Father. The manifestation of your power may move in a mighty way. We ask all things in Yeshua's name, I pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you. You may be seated. Bless him today for all things. Not to worship him, for mighty is our King. There is none other like him. In an hour and a time whereby man has been led by every kind of spirit there is, he brings life into his bosom. Even in his disobedience, his rebelliousness against Yahweh, his pride, his arrogance, his haughty, vile, and evil ways, is not being supervised, and that is what a guide is. When one guides you, they supervise you. They instruct you. They shepherd you. They impart into you the power of the governor that may give you strength when you're in the presence of the governor. For you know that you are doing the will and manifesting the purpose of the one that you're submitted to. And that is why Messiah said he will not leave his people, not the world, but Yahweh will not leave them comfortless. But when the Spirit of truth would come, the Spirit would guide us, lead us, and instruct us. And the revelation truths that shall be revealed after the death and the resurrection of Messiah. He spoke many words unto the apostles, yet there were things that they were not ready to receive, because they were not able to bear them. And so it is in this generation. We can't bear the profound truths of Yahweh. And so he has sent his Spirit unto those that believe and trust him. And not this religious thing that we have all received. And this religious practice that we have received, that is not the Spirit of Yahweh. It is a cursed thing. It is a thing that deludes the heart and the mind of man. It brings them under a strong religious conviction. And it never produced the power or the manifestation of fruit in the lives of those that say that they are led by the Spirit. Now, if one is sick amongst us, the Scripture tells us to call for the elders and let them lay hands on them. Now, that's what Scripture says. We do things that way, not the way we perceive that is right. We do it according to Scripture. That is why there's such a famine and a leanness in your soul today. I want to touch on that. You don't have what you literally think you have. That's why the hearts of many are diseased. That's why there is no profound strength to honor what Yahweh says. We honor our emotions and our feelings. We base things upon our reactions and not the actions of Yahweh. We base things on concepts and precepts. They're not based upon the statutes, the laws, the precepts, the judgments of Almighty Yahweh. They're based upon our own emotions and our feelings, and they're going to destroy your soul into darkness. And that's why you can even sense, even in your life, a darkness and apartness from Him, for we don't truly trust Yahweh. We always say we do. We love Him. We all say that. But love is an expression and an action. It's more than a verbiage. The scripture shows us that the Yahweh so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Now that is His expression. That He gave up His Son to express His feelings, His emotions, and His heart toward a degenerate, rebellious, wicked people, that they all go after strange gods and powers, and they go out pursue the laws and the righteous statutes of Yahweh. And that's why you got so much diversity of thinking. One thinks this way, the other thinks that way. That's why the minds are so lucid today. When your minds are lucid, do you understand that? When your minds cannot concentrate on the things of Yahweh, when it cannot behold the things of Yahweh, it is because you don't have the mind of the Spirit. It is one thing that the Spirit does. It brings us into the place whereby Yahweh can truly shepherd and speak unto us. Now what is speaking unto us? What is speaking to you today? What Spirit is speaking to you today? Yet we cannot discern the Spirit of Yahweh, for we don't have the Spirit, and much of the world do not possess it. For we have gone from Him. And the Scripture tells us the power of that anointing and what it does to a man's heart and what the Spirit will produce. The Spirit that is operating today, it is a spirit of deception. It has been birthed by flesh. It does not come from above. For the Spirit that comes from above, it imparts the gifts and the anointing of Yahweh into a man's soul. Messiah said, I have yet many things to say unto you. The things that must be revealed, but you cannot receive them. You cannot hear them. And the mindset today, even as the word of Yahweh discern your mind and your spirit. There is no carefulness when it comes to Yahweh. Yet you will listen to your emotions. You will listen to your carnal mind speak unto you. You will not hear what the Spirit says. And you will begin to speak back with your natural carnal mind. When you begin to do that, then you begin to oppose the very element and the thing that brings about the strength of Yahweh in a man's soul, you began to reject His counsel. He's not going to counsel you with some little voice speaking to you. He's going to counsel you by the word that is written. And by the law that should govern our hearts, that we obey every command, everything that He commands us to do. Yet this generation doesn't do that. And we think that we are going into the kingdom with all of this trash, filth in our hearts. Yet we say we love it. Our hearts are so easily turned away from truth. For we detest things that identify and reveals the spirit of our hearts. We want to hide it. And that's the power of hell and darkness. Because Satan loves to hide in a dark place. The heart is deceitful above all things. It is desperately wicked. Wickedness is done in the dark hour. It is not done in the hour of light. When light shines upon you, you want it to seem as though that you are doing right. And yet you are not doing right. I was reading this morning that they have this program at Davidson College. They have a religious section every Saturday in the Observer. Yet many of these men that call themselves pastors, They are actually so stressed out because of this wicked generation of people. Because they do not agree with them politically and scripturally, so they literally press them so that they go into depression, mental oppression, and that's a sad shame. Because if a man has the mind of Messiah, nothing is going to oppress his mind, that he loses his balance. And they are so troubled because they say that the congregations are not growing. We don't have the membership, so the organizational structure cannot be supplied with the finance that it needs, that it may live in its lascivious lifestyle with greed and lust. And so the funds are not coming in. And so they're pressure from the top. And the folks are pressuring them. And so they give in to that. And they actually lose their sanity. Now that's what this world is doing today. That is what the spirit of the Laodiceans will do. For they will rule every aspect. And they will tell you what things to preach and what doctrines that are appropriate and right. That is what they do. And they will tell you that I'm righteous because I say that I'm righteous. Well, there is a judge to judge, to reveal, and to show us the hidden dark secrets of our hearts. To show us how far we are literally missing the mark and our own self-righteousness, we perceive that we are right. There's a leanness to the souls of the people today. And Scripture tells us why there is leanness. And when Scripture talks about leanness, it talks about the disease in the souls of the people today. That every kind of cankering, vile spirit has entered in to their heart. They began to eat, and that's what a canker does. It began to eat at the established truths of Yahweh, and the things that bring us into that perfect place whereby we can hear the Father. Are we truly hearing the Father? But one of the most profound messages of the end time was to order us to have ear to hear what Yahweh speaks today. And that is why there is no profound revelation today, because we are not hearing what the Spirit is speaking by the mind of the Father. And this what we call the Spirit is not Yahweh's Spirit. I say it emphatically, and I say it with all authority. It is the spirit of your own flesh, of some religious movement, some religious authority, and some religious power. For it's one thing that the Spirit of Yahweh does. It brings us to the presence of the Father. It constantly keeps us in tune with the Father. For the Father never stops speaking. And the Spirit hears what the Father says. He shows us how to prepare our minds and our hearts for the great calamities that are about to come upon the earth. And there shall be great calamities that shall come upon the earth as never before. And yet it's going to vex the souls of men and women. And they're going to denounce the power of Yahweh and His truth because they have one caring, and that is the caring of their flesh. That is why He commands us to crucify and to destroy every element of our flesh and our corrupt spirit that takes us away from the presence of Almighty Yahweh. What is the leanness of your soul today? Why is there no fatness in the souls of Yahweh's people that declare His name, His laws, and His righteousness? Why do you look anemic? Why is there no expression of the fruit of Yahweh in our lives? When a man has the Spirit, there ought to be an expression of Yahweh's joy. No, it is not something that has happened by previous things in our lives, because the Spirit of Yahweh is not governed by a natural calamity in our lives. It's governed by the law of Yahweh. And if we truly have the Spirit, then where is the power of the love of Yahweh? If we truly have the Spirit, where is the long-suffering or forbearing? If we truly have the Spirit, where is the submitting and obeying? The Spirit of Yahweh cannot speak nothing. It cannot bring forth any revelation unless it is administered by the Father or given by the Father. So if you truly have the Spirit, where is the fruit? Where is the meekness? Where is the joy? Just that one. Where is the joy? And the expression of Yahweh's fruit, it expresses with emotions and feelings. It brings out the inward ministration of Almighty Yahweh. You tell me that His heart is not smitten? The Scripture said, and it grieved His heart. He was grieved by the sins of men and their corruption. In some way, somehow, in our own diluted little paradigm that centers on us and our little agenda, you have lost sight of the most important element. And I don't know how much time we have to even get our minds and our spirits right with the Father. In such a generation of hypocrisy, you walk in falsehood, your expressions are false, your emotions are false, your love is false, your identity is false, and so we cannot express the pure things of Almighty Yahweh. Why is the leanness to our souls? And when one is lean, you can see that. Messiah said, don't fast like the scribes in this Pharisaic order. When they fast, they make sure that everyone knows what they are doing. They have this expression, and the very expression upon your countenance shows the very manifestation of what spirit is dominated in your life. He said they express this grotesque expression. They want everyone to know that they are fasting. They're downcast. The expression is not the expression of Almighty Yahweh. And so you want everyone to know that when there is a small trial of affliction, instead of doing what Scripture says, getting on our faces and crying out. Now when a man is sickly, he can't do that. When a man is sickly, he tends to think about his physical being. He doesn't think about the spiritual things. He doesn't draw strength from the Spirit. And we must draw strength from the Word, because Messiah said, the words that I give you or speak unto you, they are spirit and they are the life of Yahweh. We draw from corrupt things. We draw from the vile state of your own heart. You have not purged yet. You have not tried the spirit of it to see whether it is of Yahweh. So you began to draw from the power and the hope of that thing that is so corrupt that your expression is even corrupt. It is not of Yahweh. It is a vile thing. It is a corrupt thing. The Spirit of Yahweh brings us into all the truth. Those things that were not revealed unto them shall be revealed by the Spirit. And that's what the Spirit does. There were things that He could not even speak unto them. He said, for the prince of this world cometh. And the prince of your world, what is it? What prince or what ruling thing rules you? He said, and the prince of this world cometh. We are earthen vessels. We have been made by the earth. And when that prince of your world comes, he said, he have nothing in me.
That anointing is not for me. That spirit is not of me. That behavior is not of me. He said, and that prince he cometh, or he comes, and he hath no association with me. So the things you thought this morning is not of the Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace. But it's of the prince and the power of this world. It is not of Yahweh. It is not the birth, or has not been birthed by the Spirit. Why are we lean, Father? Why is this generation one of the most leanest generation? We eat to our bellies are full, the natural things. So that is not the leanness that I'm talking about. We watch what we eat, that we diet and make sure our bodies are in what we call good conditions. And yet the souls of men are lean. And Yahweh has sent the leanness to your souls today. And there's a reason why he has sent that. Every word that Yahweh has spoken, every word is pure. And the servants of Yahweh, they take refuge in the spoken, written word of Yahweh. They began to immerse themselves in that truth. And it breaks every shackle of their own minds that binds them. It is not as much as some demonic power is binding you. It's more so the shackles of your own natural, sensual, earthen, carnal mind that mind earthen things and not the things of the Spirit. For he commands us to set our minds on things that are above. And not on the things that are natural, carnal, that seduces you and draw you away from the Father. So have you been drawn away in your own little world, in your own little paradigm, where you find consolation in you, where your emotions are the driven factor in your life? Or do you go to the truth for his counsel? He said, I have warned you. I have counseled you. And you won't even do what I counsel you to do. I've spoken unto you. And you will not even obey me. You will not adhere to what I say. He said, but I warn you that desolation, distress, and perplexities are going to come upon you. For you have rejected me. And when the cataclysmic mayhem began to overtake you, you're going to cry out. You're going to want me. And he said, I'm going to mock you. I'm going to literally laugh at you. And we don't think that Yahweh mocks. He said, I want to warn you, don't you be deceived. For I am not mocked. Whatever you sow, you will. And I will make sure you reap it. That is my righteous way of reciprocity. You will reap what you sow. It will bring forth seed and fruit. We weed the gardens often, don't we? And yet the weeds come back. Why? Because they have seeds. And the seed is always falling to the ground. And so the seed actually yield forth more plants. And that seed of wickedness in the heart of man today, it brings forth and it yields more wickedness. What a wicked generation. I think about the world as I read the article this morning about those in India that are starving. And this vile, evil, wicked house, a generation that is so fat, that's why he's going to kill the fattest of us. It is so fat. It is so greedy. It has no compassion at all. We all say we do. It has no feeling because it cares about nothing and no one but me, myself, and I, and that which belongs to me. Nothing calls one to say, my Father, what about that one? What makes me any different that you have granted this to me? Bread, water. We're wicked. We say we know him. We're wicked. We are wicked people.
No, because if we were truly the people of Yahweh, we would give Him thanks. We will bless Him for all things. We will enter into His house with praises and thanksgivings. And you don't even know how to do that. You're a hypocrite. He means what He says. I don't feel like it. He doesn't care how you feel. He told you what to do. He said, if you love Me, keep My commandments. You don't love Him, that's why you don't do what He said. So that's why you don't do what He said, because you don't love Him. You will know a tree by the fruit. And the fruit of thanksgiving is not there because you don't love Him. And I don't care how you feel. I don't care how your emotions are expressed. That's just the truth. That's just like a man with his wife. If he didn't love his wife, or he doesn't love his wife, then he will not show any intimate feelings or emotions. That's why there's very little of that. Because we have not learned the pure love of Yahweh. We've learned this trust that we have been raised by. And it hasn't been love, because that same love that we've been raised by taught us iniquitous ways. Taught us pride. To think that we were better than someone. Sit here like hypocrites all you want to. Taught us that we had a better opportunity, or that we were better than them because we had a little more education, because our clothes were a little different than someone else, or because we lived in the neighborhood of the bourgeois. And so that same love that we call love taught us corruption. Now the love of Yahweh never teaches us corruption. It taught us that you are not like them, and yet you are doing the same thing that they are doing. Said, I don't want my son and my daughter to be like those, and yet we were worse than what they were. And that's what we call love that taught us that. I call it hypocrisy. I call it a deception from hell. Now those are a little dirtier than you, so you don't touch them like you will not get dirty. And you are as filthy as they were. Now that's the love that we learned from our homes. That's what we were taught in our homes. And every mother, every father taught that to their children. Don't mess with them. Stay away from that one. Don't do that. Don't go there. I'm not here looking for your accolades of adoration. You need to learn how to bless Him. The one that put breath in your wicked bodies today. That you were not even deserving. And that brought you forth this morning. And yet your mind was far from Him. You didn't even think about Him. And the graves are filled. Just since you've been up, the graves have filled up today. Thousands have died. And what makes you any special? There's a leanness in the house. And there's a reason why. The souls are lean. They are unhealthy. We're unhealthy physically because we're unhealthy spiritually. And all your herbal teas and all your herbs are not going to do it. We got to start at the right place. Your herbal remedies, your herbs, all of that is not going to do it. You drink them and you're still in bad shape. You read your herbs books and you grow every kind of herb here and you're still in bad shape. You take your vitamins and every kind of pill there is and you're still in bad shape. You take pills to lose weight and you're still in bad shape. You take pills to gain weight and you're still in bad shape. You take pills to control your appetite and you're still in bad shape. This is a generation that is famished. And the scripture profoundly tells us why. This is a rebellious generation. I was there yesterday feeding the dogs. As I walked into the kennel, I did it to impress Deacon Benny. But he made a profound statement afterwards. And so I walked into the kennel with the dog food. I knew exactly what I wanted them to do. I didn't have to make a command. They looked at me. They knew better than to come and try to take the food from my hand. That they do fear me. Those dogs have 900 pounds of pressure per square inch of their bite. And they're in the juvenile state now. That they could literally kill me. But yet they know who I am. They understand the one that has the authority and the power. And so I walked into the kennel. And they began to prance. And I looked at both of them and I looked at them. And they sat down. Immediately they sat down. I just looked at them in the eyes. They sat there panting. And so I wanted to show Deacon Benny that
When I stand up, they're going to move. And so I walked toward them. I knew exactly where they were going. They were going in the kennel. So I walked toward them, making no sound. And they saw that they both jumped up. They ran in the kennel, and they looked out. And they stayed there until I said, come on and eat the food. And Deacon Benny, when he saw that, he said, what an amazing thing. He said, only we, the people of Yahweh, will be that obedience. What will he literally do for us? What profound manifestations will happen among us? There is nothing profound happening. And what they call, quote, Christendom, quote, Yahweh, is nothing at all. Period. There is nothing profound in any manifestation at all. And this is such a wicked and adulterous generation. And they're literally seeking, but he is not doing one thing at all. Why, Father? Why? We have prayed for everything and we will testify. He has given us everything we wanted. You prayed for your sons to be saved. Your daughters to be saved. You prayed for wives. You prayed for husbands. You prayed for children. But we haven't prayed that thy will be done. Messiah said in the midst of all of that, he said, Father, I know that you can do all things. You can deliver me if it's thy will. He said, but I want to preface that and let you know, nevertheless, out of all your mighty power, I want thy will to be done. Your will, your purpose, your desire for me, I want that to be done. I sense that in a great way because I delight myself in your purpose. And because I've done that, then you've given me a desire that no weapon of hell can destroy. And it's going to take that today, not your religious hypocrisy and your religious practices. It will not produce anything but a dormant, sedentary, dead spirit that doesn't rise to salute its creator. And that's why the spirit that is in us is dead. It's not alive. For the spirit of Yahweh will rise up and salute the commander and the one that has sealed breath in that spirit. We don't have that anointing. We have fleshly anointing. We have black anointing. We have white folks anointing. We have Mexican anointing. But we don't have the anointing of Yahweh. No, we don't have that fullness of that anointing. You have your pride anointing. You have your arrogance anointing. Your haughty anointing. Your family anointing. Your son anointing. Your daughter anointing. It is not the anointing of Yahweh. For Messiah said, they that do the will of my Father and keep his word are the ones that you have called to be my brethren and my sisters. That's what he said. This is my house. Those that honor my Father and they keep his word. We are very famished. The souls are lean. The disease. When a man is diseased, they don't want to eat. They don't realize that the proper nutrition will restore their physical being. Yes, proper nutrition will begin to restore your physical being. Proper nutrition will begin to restore your physical being. I'm so in this famished time season. They don't want the things that will bring life to them. And it's only the word of Yahweh will bring life. They don't want to hear that. They rather hear things that that destroys the very element of his life in them. They love gossip, frivolity, folly, and senseless things. They don't want the things that cause their minds to be governed in a way that once it moves outside of the spiritual realm, that the spirit brings it back under the governing power of the law of the spirit. It is the law of the spirit of Messiah that makes us free from the law of sin and death. And that's why sin is in the hearts today. When one is anemic or their souls are famished, then they need the health foods. He said, my body is food indeed, or bread indeed. Did not Messiah say that? So when we are anemic, then we need to begin to eat the body food. That's what we need. The food for the body. The body. We are the body of Messiah. And so he had to eat before he could perform the perfection of the will of the Father. And so the body today don't eat, it eats junk food. It loves strange things. I think, and I was thinking the other day, I say, isn't that amazing, Father? You think about the women in this nation and the women in other parts of the world. When a woman gets pregnant in this nation, she comes up with some of the most craziest things to eat because of her sensational drive and her own lust. And that's the way this nation is. It is not satisfied with bread. It's not satisfied with meat. It's not satisfied with what Yahweh does for them. Because it never caters to the flesh. And Yahweh will never, my friends, He will never satisfy your flesh. Never. Because he knows that the more he satisfies it, the more it's going to hate him. It's enmity attached to him. He knows that. I don't care what he does for your flesh. He knows you're going to hate him. He knows your flesh will never love him. He knows that flesh alone can never submit to him. That's why he had to send the Spirit to bring us into this profound revelation of the end time. Of the end time. And we are in that time, that this profound revelation whereby the Spirit will lead us into all of that truth. Into all of that truth. That we shall be preserved in the hope of Messiah that the Father sent in that body of clay. Because the natural mind cannot figure that out. The natural mind doesn't even ponder it. It takes the spiritual mind to do that. The generation that is led, why we lead. I want to read something in Scripture. It says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1. I've been pondering these scriptures all week. It says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1. Yahweh said, my son. He said, forget not. Now we are a forgetful generation. We are a generation that ignores. And that's what forget is. It is to purposely ignore it. It is to abandon those things that we know that have brought us to a light and an understanding, a knowledge. And that's what knowledge is, Saints. It brings about the perfect manifestation of the authority of Yahweh in us. When a man begins to understand certain dynamics in life, he gets a knowledge of that thing. And the more knowledge he gets of that, he can do that thing without even thinking on it. It becomes part of his physiological and spiritual anatomy. He doesn't have to think on those things. And that's what knowledge does. It brings us to a place whereby we don't even have to think on those things or those applications. One that drives well. They don't have to think when they're driving. There are times that I literally think what I'm driving, how to drive. And I do that to study the hand movement, my feet, my reaction. But I literally drive for a long way and I actually think, move your hand, move it up a little, move it down, move it here, move it up, move it up, move it up, move it there. And yet there's a knowledge of driving that I don't even have to think on driving. For there's a perfect law of that physics that I just do what it says, and the manifestation or the thing that comes forth, that's the vehicle takes me where I need to go. Avoid accidents. Not thinking on how to drive, I just do it. It's just a thing. It's just a part of my physical and natural and mental foray. So I don't have to think about how to drive. He always said, my son, he said, one thing, forget not my law. And this is a generation that forgets his laws. He said, forget not my law. The law of kindness, we forget that. The law of love, we forget that. When our anger seethes in our hearts and rises up, we forget the law of Yahweh's truth. We forget what Yahweh says. We forget about honoring those. We forget about loving our brothers and sisters. We forget about that. And that is the thing that he warns us. He said, don't forget my law. Don't ignore it. Don't abandon it. And when one forgets something, then they are ignorant of that thing. He said, forget not my law. He said, but look at this. But thine heart, keep my commandments. He said, I want your heart to guard and to preserve what things I've said unto you. Is that not what Messiah said? If you love me, you will allow the things that I've spoken unto you to preserve your heart and keep your heart. He said, but the things that I speak to you, keep them in your heart. Not in that little thing that we think is the center of power. Our intellectual reasoning, it destroys you. It makes you angry. Causes you to get upset. Causes you to revile and to speak evil against one another. It's not the spirit of Yahweh. It's not the spirit of Yahweh. And here's a man here will tell you, we got to get back to the old time way. We must get back. Whereby there was reverence of his truth and honoring of his truth. Whereby he could do mighty things and great things in the midst of a house. Even in all of their ignorance, as the men of Yahweh spoke in their ignorance, they had faith in what they said. And Yahweh did mighty things in the midst of this order that has come through the channels of time, that he has brought us to this hour, that the Spirit would bring us to all the truths concerning him. And he wants that to be revealed in this hour. He's not going to do it in these minds that are so sensual and that rejects him, that defies him. He said, you keep my commandments in your hearts, in that place that needs to be governed. Your heart needs to be governed, for it deceives you. It lies to you. And you need a commander there. Do you know what a commander in chief is? He's the one that commands. Mr. Bush, regardless of what Congress said, he could declare war. For he is the head of the military. And we know that Yahweh is a man of war. And that is what the Spirit does. It is just like a general taking the command from the commander in chief. And Yahweh is the commander of in chief. And the Spirit says, I receive all of my commands from the Father. And to make sure that you walk in the order, the statutes, the precepts, and the judgment of Yahweh. We have so far removed judgment from us that we become very hostile. We become like wild beasts when we are judged. And that is the thing that destroys every nation. When judgment is removed. When you begin to remove judgment from you, it's going to destroy you. We become like a pack of wild dogs when someone speaks a judgment against us or judgment is brought against us. We become like wild fools. We become infuriated. We become angry. Don't you know you're a fool? But you know you don't have the mind of Messiah? That's the way this corrupt generation is. And so they will rise up like Miriam and Aaron and say to you, Mr. Moses, you would not say that. And Yahweh said, we will smite the Jezebel and cause leprosy. And look at the sin that Aaron did because he would not submit to that commander-in-chief. And so Yahweh is the commander-in-chief. And he sends his orders by the Spirit. He said, their minds are so puny, I can't talk to them. I'll talk to you now. You tell them what I want. And the Spirit say, no, don't do that. Stay in the way. This is a command. And what we do when our vile, evil ways rise up, this carnal way, we throw away the laws of Yahweh. We forget his commandments. He tells you a commandment. As much that lies within you, you live peaceably with every man. Now that's what is his commandment. That's the commandment of Yahweh. And so when anger, when the folly, because anger rests in the bosom of a fool, who we get angry at, we throw that out of the way. And the Spirit says, but the commander-in-chief says so. Now, you don't have to walk with me. That's all right. I will preach. And I will do it emphatically. And so we throw those things out of the way. But yet Yahweh said, that's my commandment. You keep that in your heart. We don't do that. He wrote this book to me, if he wrote it to no one else, and I'm very grateful that my father, a father, cares about his house. That's what a father does. He cares about his house. A father cares about his house. He's not concerned about those outside of his house. He isn't. He isn't. Because before the world was formed, he elected his house. He said, that's mine. You can have that. That little bit is mine. You take that. So he cares about his house. If he didn't, the Messiah would not have said that, what he said. He said, I pray not for the world. He said, I will not pray for them. But I pray for you, for you're the house of Yahweh. You got to pray that Yahweh caused that truly dynamic of his spirit to rise in your heart. You better pray that. You pray for everything else. You've had time for everything. You've had time to allow your anger, your hostility, and your folly to manifest itself. You better begin to allow the spirit to bring forth an abundant fruit. And we're going to be lost, saints. We're not going to put our hands to the plow and begin to look back. And we began to do crooked things. Any of you that have ever plowed, I've never plowed with a mule. I plow with a tractor. And I know once you look back, you're going to begin to go astray. I don't care how good you are. You begin to look back. The first look back, you're going to go astray. And then when you try to straighten that up, you're going to look back again to make sure it's straight. You're going to go even farther astray. A man that knows how to handle a tractor, he never looks back. He knows what he's doing. He knows exactly where to lay that tire in that furrow. He knows exactly. He doesn't need to look back. He's just straight ahead. When a man puts his hand to the plow and he turns back, he's not fit for the kingdom of Yahweh. He said, you've forgotten. You have ignored what I've said. You have not taken it to heart. That's why when one forget, they don't take it to heart. You tell your children or your child to do something and they go away and they easily forget. You said, I told you what time to come in. And you said, I forgot. Because they have ignored what you said. It is not settled in their heart. And that's why they forget. You understand that their hearts were pure. They will not forget. Their children, their parents say, I want you in at 7, not 1 minute past. They are there at 9:45 or 6:30. Because they do not want to bring any infractions against the commandment. Why? Because they put the commandment in their heart. This wicked generation doesn't do that. It says, I'm not going to do that. I want to adhere to that. I want to obey that. And so they put it in their minds for a moment and they cast it out. Now he said, you put them in thine heart. You put what I command you to do. You put it in your heart. You have a love affair with that. You ought to be attracted to what I tell you to do. And we don't do that. We're attracted to what our flesh tells us to do. And we know it's against the commandments of Yahweh. And we do something contrary. You are a flat out fool. I said that way. Fool. F-O-O-L. You are a fool. Why? Because the fool says in his heart, no to Yahweh. I don't believe you. And that is what you are. When you reject the commandments of Yahweh, you are a fool. Period. He said, when you began to do that, I love this part right here. He said, for length of days, your days shall be long. All of our days seem short today, don't they? The days don't seem as though they're length today. He said, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add now, shall they add unto you. Now, I believe that 2 plus 2, that equals 4. So when I add something together, then you come out with a greater sum. So that is what it will do when a man begins to obey the laws of Yahweh and keep his commandments in his heart. We don't do that. That's why they've done away with the commandments. They've done away with the Father's name. They've done away with the Shabbat. They've done away with all of those. They've done away with these because they steal from each other. They covet. They murder. They kill. They hate one another. And don't you know when you hate your brother or your sister, you are a murderer? And so they don't even keep even the moral ones. Not anyone is kept today. He said, do what my law says. Keep my commandments. What I speak to you, keep them in your heart. And do them thoroughly. Let them thoroughly purge you and move through your body and your mind. When your mind wants to gravitate to carnal things, do what I command you to do. For my commandment tells you that all flesh is as grass, and the honor of it, or the esprit of it, is only but for a short period of time. It's going to be consumed with fire. It's going to waste and pine away. That's what's going to happen. Oh, flesh. You set your affection on things that are fleshly, you're going to die that way. You're going to die. That's what people are being consumed today. They don't love your way. I point this out to that thing that you call a heart that works in you. We love him and keep not what he says. We are not truthful. We must do what he says despite your feelings and your emotions. Despite your drawbacks, you need to get on your face and pray for deliverance. That's what you need to pray for. You need to pray for deliverance. And then when you, as a child of Yahweh, if you continue in the words that he spoke unto him, there was spirit and life. He said, if you continue in my word, you are my disciple one indeed. And he said, you shall know the truth, and that truth makes you free. That's why we're not free. Because we have time for every kind of vile, evil thing there is, excluding the word of Yahweh. We got time to feed our bellies. We will go out our way to feed our bellies with the husk of this world, with their poison. We poison our soul. We poison our flesh. We love those poisonous things. But when it comes to the things of life, we don't want those things. Even the things we eat naturally, they're dead. We can't, it's hard for us to go against that. And instead of eating things that are full of life, or raw things, or raw vegetables, our bodies reject that. Our bodies can't handle that. We get diarrhea. It's a strange thing going in. So it is with the word of life and the word of truth. Our bodies reject it. And the spirit that's in you rejects it. You can't handle it. You want stuff that's dead. So we'd rather have something dead. Dead piece of meat or something dead. Our bodies love that because we're dead. And that's the truth. But the things that are life, they're full of life, we don't like it. We don't want to eat that. We want something whereby there's no life in it. We don't want the things that whereby that it takes up. If these are living bodies of Yahweh, we need to put life in it to sustain it. And so our bodies reject that. Even in the natural sense, Yahweh shows us the state of our spiritual identity. You get sick, you go eat a piece of raw broccoli or something raw. Makes you feel funny. You get acid indigestion. Your body feels different. Certainly it does. So it is with the things of Yahweh. And cause you to act differently, to look differently, to respond differently. That's what it does. That's what it does. You think about this nation. I tell all you sisters, you that are widows. Now folks in the part of the world have 5, 6 children. She has to go out and try to get water. Babies are sick and dying. Do you understand that? No husband. He has died. Life expectancy, 40 years. He lived to be 38 years old. Got 10 children, 8 children. She watched all of them die except 4. She has no parachute or nothing to assist her. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. And there are folks that will hear the simplicity of truth and their hearts rejoice. And they're filled with gladness. And yet in this nation that Yahweh allows us to grant bread unto us, and yet we're not thankful. There should be a voice that go out of this nature that should resonate around the world. And we're dead. We're deader than them. They don't even have food to eat. And yet they have an appreciation, a thankfulness. They get glad. They get grateful. When the care packages come, you see the tears. They jump. They shout. And yet in this foul, evil nation. Yahweh bless you with us to be in a place. Your husbands, your wives, that the pressure of the world doesn't exact your strength. Doesn't take away your strength to serve him. He never intended for us to be cumbrance and down. That we can't love him with all of our heart, our soul, our mind, and all of our strength. He intended for his people to be in a position where they can give their time to him above all things. He wants to be worshipped and to be acknowledged that all the marvelous and mighty things that he has done for us.
I want to read on. I want to show you why you're anemic today. He says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee or depart from you. He said, bind them about your neck and you write them upon the table of your heart. Yeah, mercy and truth. You ought to write that on your heart. He has shown us great mercy. His mercies are renewed every day. And we don't have mercies for each other. We don't have a forgiveness heart. We don't know how to forgive each other. The least little infraction upon us, we become very hostile. That's wrong. He said that mercy and truth, don't ever let them depart from your heart. We don't have a desire for truth today. We don't love truth. And because we don't love truth, we don't love mercy. He said, you bind them or you bind something, you make sure as granny would do. I would watch my grandmother. I don't know about you all. If they came from the same kind of environment I came from, whether they were Caucasian or black, they did the same thing. My granny would take her money. She would take a handkerchief. She would tie it in a knot. And she would put it up here in her bosom and put her old pin there. And to make sure that it was bind about her, she knew exactly where it was. Anytime she needed the money, she would go up in her bosom and pull it out, take sometimes two or three pins. She knew exactly where it was. She would fold it up, tie it up in a handkerchief, put it down in her bosom, and she would bind it there. And that's what we should do with mercy and truth, bind it. We know exactly where it is at all times. We don't let it escape us. None whatsoever. Period. He said, you write them upon the table of thine heart. We wrote everything on the table of our heart, mercy and truth. Lies and hypocrisy. Sin, gossiping. See, those things bring spiritual death to you, saints. There's one thing about a liar, they hate every soul that's affected by it. When they lie, they don't care who they affect, they hate them. That's what Scripture says. He said, don't let these things depart from your heart. He says, so shall thou find favor. You will find favor and good understanding in the sight of Yahweh and man. That's what he will do now. You will find favor. You will find approval in the sight of the Father and man. He said, trust in Yahweh with all of thine heart. Did he say some? All is every part of the particular of the whole. Now we actually search our hearts. Do you truly trust in him with all your heart? With every circumstance, do you trust him? Or do you leave yourself a little room to trust you? Of course, we leave ourselves 99.9% of the room. And the 0.1% we give back to him. He says, and lean not to thy own understanding. And in all your ways you acknowledge him. And what Yahweh will do, he will direct your path. That's what he will do. Now he said he will direct your path. Is that not what he says? And he will what? So you think that has changed in this hour? He said, I will send you the Spirit of Yahweh. The comforter shall come and he shall guide you into all truth. Is that not what he says? Is that not what Scripture says in Yohanan chapter 13? That's what he says. He said, in all thy ways now, you acknowledge him. And then all of your ways, in all of your ways, and everything you do, you acknowledge him, you acknowledge the Father, and he directs all your paths. Why don't we do that today? Why is not mercy and truth bound about our necks? Why don't we hold fast to those things? Why? Why? It's one thing that when a man binds something on him when it's heavy. I watched the brothers, Brother Ishbeth, he put a large amount of weight on that thing. He goes down what they call squatting. He goes all the way down, boom. So there's a lot of weight on the back. So you got to be able to handle that. And that's what when one is bound. He finds himself bound under that weight. And in order to get in a position whereby he can alleviate himself of that, he got to stand upright. And we are people who don't want to stand upright. We stand falsely with each other. And that's not the Spirit of Yahweh. And if you walk like this all the time, after a while you find yourself walking like that. Although you can walk like this. If you find yourself walking like this all the time, you will find that become part of your posture. Although you can walk like this, erect and straight up. You'll find yourself that. Why? Because the bones began to find that they began to become softer. They began to conform to that. And that's what we have allowed our spirits to conform to this soft, wicked, corrupt world.
our old corrupt minds, our own corrupt hearts. We've allowed our spirits to be conformed to that. And that's why we walked in deformity. And when one that has no strength in their souls or their bones, they become wicked. And we become wicked. Because we haven't gotten enough of the Son, S-U-N of, not S-U-N, but the S-O-N of righteousness. We have gotten enough of the Son in us. And we need the Son in us. And so we become wicked and our bones cannot bear the light burden. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. We have not learned of him. You've learned to sin, to do wickedly, to speak wickedly, but to learn of him. There was no guile found in his mouth. But Pilate, when he went before the judgment seat, he spoke nothing evil. He spoke nothing wrong. Nothing. We have not learned that. Because we're an evil people. We're corrupt people. He's talking to us, saints. He doesn't intend for the world to understand this. He's going to save his people from their sins. And when he shows you why you're anemic and your souls are famished, he said in Proverbs 3:1, he told them to do what? Don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget, saints. And we are very forgetful people, aren't we? We forget the love kindness of one another. It doesn't reciprocate love kindness. Someone loving kind to you, then all of a sudden, because one infraction, you become very erratic. Because we so easily forget. You do something nice for a child, and all of a sudden they become despondent. They easily forget. I think about this little child. I don't care what I do, she easily forgets. Her ways become very erratic. Tantrums. She doesn't like me. She doesn't want to be around me. Because I will not capitulate or do it on her time. And yet you forget all the other times. A little here, a little there. And that's the way you are. You forget. You forget the kindness of a brother or sister. You forget the warmth of a brother or sister. We forget that. We're overshadowed by our own little ignorance and our own little emotions. We forget that. We ignore those things. Even when the Spirit says, don't you know how sweet she was to you? And this is what that reciprocate. We forget that. We forget about the love, kindness, and the tender mercies. Yes, I'm talking to every last one of you. I'm talking to you. Those that are listening by way of internet, I'm talking to them. And those that will listen by way of broadcast, I'm talking to them. This is the only way you're going to be healed. And he sent forth his word and he healed them. It's not as much as laying on our hands. We need to get beyond that anyway. A little daughter like that, or Israel, you just sent forth the words to hell. This is a generation that cannot bear anything. It saddens me. Not to the point that I'm ready to throw the towel in. Because I'm a very tenacious man. I'm tenacious. And anything I do, I'm very tenacious. I am. And I get it accomplished. Whether no one helps me or not, I will get it accomplished. That's the way I am. I've always been that way. Very tenacious. Of course, that's why I like Rottweilers, because they're very tenacious dogs. They are. When they go for it, they go for it. You believe me, they will handle business. Now, I want to show us why our spirits are very lean and what we need to do to begin to restore strength. Scripture says in Psalms 106, if there's nothing else I impress to your heart today, I want you to start remembering and stop forgetting. You must remember and stop forgetting. Now here it is in Psalms 106 verse 13. That whole chapter is profound. It was a people that Yahweh had delivered from their enemies. He had saved them from the torrent. Onslaught of Pharaoh. He had done mighty miracles and great things before them, and yet their father soon forgot what he had done. And as he had brought them over from that great onslaught of hell, it says in verse 12 there that they believe his words then. When they saw the mighty works done, then they believed his words. And they began to praise him. They believed his word then. Only then. When they saw the mighty things that he had done. We do that too. We can watch someone. You always heal one. Raise them from the dead. We will believe it for the moment. Give him praise. Then we will forget about that as soon as we go out. It's just like a man looking into the law of liberty. He looks in a mirror. He sees how he looks. And as soon as he walks away, he forgets how he looks. He has no recollection of what he looks like. Then whatsoever. Yahweh has caused this great law to shine. And to reflect who he is. We have looked into it, and yet we have forgotten what he has done. You've forgotten where he brought you from. Out of all your sin and your whoredom, all your foul, evil ways. You've forgotten those that were there to strengthen your hand, and to be a support to you. You forgot that. And that's the way this foul generation is. That's why they can speak evil. They can say things that are so corrupt. They forgot.